Good evening. I'm Laura Barone Lopez. John Yang is away. Tonight, on the eve of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of fasting, hundreds of thousands of Gazans are on the brink of famine, according to UN officials. Gazans scrambled for food, airdropped by the U.S. and Jordan today, while hundreds of miles north, a ship loaded with 200 metric tons of food is set to sail from the island of Cyprus. The voyage will test a new maritime corridor for aid and should reach Gaza in the next few days. Meanwhile, attacks continued both inside Gaza and in the wider region. Israel destroyed a large residential tower in Rafah it says was being used by Hamas, displacing hundreds of Palestinian civilians. And the U.S. military and coalition partners downed dozens of drones launched by Houthi rebels in Yemen that threatened U.S. destroyers and a cargo ship in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, the largest Houthi attack in months. President Biden signed six spending bills into law today that will fund less than half of the federal government through the fall. It averts the threat of a partial government shutdown, but only for 2 weeks. The rest of the government must be funded by March 22nd. As the general election fight begins, President Biden and former President Trump will hold dueling rallies tonight in Georgia. Two National Guardsmen and a Border Patrol agent were killed in a helicopter crash in Texas yesterday afternoon along the U.S.-Mexico border. Another soldier on board was injured. They were flying a border security mission when their UH-72 Lakota helicopter went down near Rio Grande City, north of McAllen. The cause of the crash is under investigation. If you've ever spotted an unidentified object in the sky, a new Pentagon report says you can probably rule out aliens. The congressionally mandated investigation examined reports of UFO sightings dating back to the end of World War II. And although it acknowledged a small number of cases with potentially anomalous or concerning characteristics, it found no evidence of extraterrestrial activity and said there's no alien cover-up within the government. A second volume of the report is expected later this year. And Iowa's Caitlin Clark has added yet another record to her resume, this time breaking the NCAA Division I record for three-pointers made in a single season. She sunk her 163rd three-pointer during last night's Big Ten quarterfinal win over Penn State. With the bucket, she passed Liberty University's Darius McGee and Golden State Warriors and former Davidson star Steph Curry. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, what the new SAT means for college admissions, and a brief but spectacular take on caring for survivors of violence.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour. Weeknights on PBS.